The Holy Gospel is written in the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 14. Glory to you, O Lord. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time had come, he said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon Peter and his brother Andrew casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets, they followed him. And when he had gone a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing the nets. And without delay he called them, and they and their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning again. Well, we got a little bit. The biggest thing is Jesus tells them to do what? Follow me. Are you a follower of Christ? Yeah, what makes you a follower of Christ? Faith? Okay, all right. Anything else? We're going to give you nine things. Charles Stanley had this in one of his sermons, that nine things that you can look at and you can go through, you can examine them today, tomorrow, and through the night, and in the morning. And you can look through it and you can see and answer the question before today, am I truly a follower of Christ? We're introduced to some people, John the Baptist. This is the time that his ministry is decreasing. He is now where? In prison. And we know what's going to happen, don't we? If we read our Bibles, that his death will come. Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. Simon Peter is one that we can relate to because sometimes Simon Peter does things that kind of spontaneous, right? Or he says things that you probably should keep your mouth closed, but do it anyway. Or you do actions that you shouldn't do and you do them anyway. So we see that a little bit in Simon Peter. But Simon Peter always had that part where he just didn't think he was really worthy of the standing of Christ, and even in his martyring of his death, he made sure that he was not crucified like the Lord Jesus. He asked that his cross be turned upside down. Now, in the period where he was crucified, it was that time we had talked about a while back, if you remember, Nero was on the scene, and he had caused a fire in Rome. And who did he blame? Christians, right? We still kind of do that a little bit, don't we? If there's a problem, let's blame the Christians, right? And that's how that happened. But you can put that period now of time with Peter's crucifixion and stuff at that time. Andrew, we know, he went all over. He went into Russia and Scotland and proclaimed the Christ, but he also was martyred. James was the first one after Judas that lost his life to the gospel. And so he was the first one after Judas, and he was known to go out to Spain, but he was crucified, beheaded in Jerusalem. And then John was the youngest disciple, but lived to be the oldest, and was the only one out of the group that wasn't martyred. He died of old age, and he was exiled. These folks, out of the business of their normal lives, were asked a question and responded, and we don't see much discussion, follow me. In your life, Christ spoke to you either through the Word, through someone else, or personally one-on-one with you, and asked you to do what? Follow me. And how did you respond? Was it immediate? Did you have to keep prompting? And how do you know? Am I truly a follower of Christ? We're going to go through 9 things based on time and see if you can write those down and go through them. And as we go through them again, if you can say to those that you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, you must be born again. That sounds a little strange, doesn't it? Remember John, talking about being born again. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In other words, you could not continue to live in the flesh. You could not live as your old life. You had to make a decision somewhere in your life to change and follow Him. To know that He died for your sins and you accepted that work on the cross, and that is what born again means, that your new life is in Christ and it's not in the old flesh. Are you born again? That's the first. The second is prayer. Is prayer a part of your life? Luke 6:12 says, "And it came to pass in those days, he went out into the mountain to pray continually all night in prayer to God." The Lord Jesus' example was that he would spend time communicating with God. In your life, my life, is prayer an important part of our lives? When you wake up in the morning, do you pray to God that He gives you the ability to handle the day, to stay away from temptation, to strengthen you, to put people in your path that you might share with, that you might be a testimony for Him? Is prayer an important part of your life? Am I born again? Is prayer an important part of my life? The third, Matthew 15:5 says, "He was still speaking when behold a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, who I am well pleased.'" And what does he tell us to do? Listen to him. When you find the scripture, or when you come Sunday, or as you're studying the Word of God, are you listening to what God has to say to you? Are you making changes in your life to adapt, to be more like him? Are you turning things over to him to guide and direct you? Have you have a new life in Christ? Are you born again? Are you praying on a daily basis and communicating with God? And then are you spending time to listen? A lot of times we have answers, or we take over the conversation. Key in many times is to listen. You know, sometimes it's nice to know those quiet moments and listen to what God has to say. We must believe Him. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." Fifth, am I obeying Him? John 8:12, "And Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Is your desire to obey Christ? As you see things in your life,
God has brought them up to you. Are you willing to make a change? Are you in obedience? Then your love. Do you love him? Mark 12:30, love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. A lot of times when we get into points of need, it seems to be a little more clear. But on a daily basis, do we love him? The seventh is to tell the word to someone. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Do you let people know about your faith? Sometimes we have to push ourselves, don't we? Recently, as I was in the hospital, I did a few things a little different. I had three surgeries. Each time of those surgeries, they would say, before they put your gas on you and you're gone, because I'm chicken. I don't want to feel anything. Wake me up and when it's over. And so before, they would say, all right, we're getting ready. Any last things you want to say or do or whatever? And so I would say, yes, let's have prayer. I don't know how many people do that, but that's what I did. I had the staff have prayer, and then they knocked me out. The other thing is I met a gentleman in the elevator. I was in the, what do you call it, it's kind of like a bed, but a cart or whatever, and I wheeled it into the elevator, and I saw a gentleman visiting. And I asked him, I said, that you're visiting someone. He said, oh, yeah, I'm visiting my daughter. And I said, well, how is she? And he said, not good. I asked him to give me her name. And from my bed, I reached my hand out and grabbed his, and we prayed for his daughter. It's not about me. It's about others and the love that the Lord Jesus Christ can give and offer to others. And we hope that we show those things as comfort. In number 8, we serve him. John 12:36, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. Serve and honor the Father. We have work to do, and it's through our whole Christian life is to serve. And then the one we don't want to have, and we see it many times, is we've got to suffer for him. Philippians 1:29. I know both how abase, I know to abound in everywhere in all things, both in full and being hungry, but abound and suffer in need. Sometimes we'll have to be uncomfortable. Are you a follower? Are you born again? Yes? Is prayer a part of your life? Yes? Are you listening to Jesus, what he has to say to you? Yes? Do you believe in him? Are you obeying him? Do you love him? Are you spreading the word to tell to others? Are you serving him? And have you suffered for him? Can you today say, I am a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to guide our lives and make us walk closer to thee, that others may see us following the Master, And as we hold these nine little evidence of truth, may we review them and see if we truly are following you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.